headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, Cross-Border Commissioner Ian Levers is calling for drinking bans to follow Northern Territory residents if they cross the border. Individuals who are placed on the Northern Territory's drinking register are being called to follow protocols when they cross state lines. These residents are prohibited from purchasing alcohol from pubs or licensed retailers. They can also be placed on lists by police, courts, and corrections. Banning notices are issued for a reason. We need to look at that, Mr. Levers said. In other local news, residents of Jundah are beginning to clean ups after assessing the damage left by the Queensland floods. The outback town is reflecting on the hardship and turmoil they had to endure, as dozens of residents previously evacuated by choppers were allowed to return to their homes. Bakroo Shire Mayor Sally O'Neill has said 25 local homes were inundated. This is not months, this will take years to get over, Ms. O'Neill has said. In national news, a New South Wales farmer is calling for hunting buffer zones between state forests and properties. Matt French is used to the sound of guns, but after his daughter discovered a bullet had shattered the windscreen of his truck, he's concerned. He said, sooner or later, it won't be just vehicles getting shot. It will be people. This isn't the first time French or his neighbours have found bullet casings on their properties. New South Wales police are currently investigating the incident, while Matt French is calling for a 2 or 3 kilometre buffer zone.
Also in national news, an estimated 200,000 Australians have registered to vote since the May 3rd election was called. Today is the last opportunity. Voting is compulsory for Australians aged 18 or over. If you fail to vote, the fine is $20. More than 18 million people are enrolled, which is the highest number ever. The deadline is 8 p.m. today to register. A spokesperson from the Australian Electorate Commission said the federal election will have the best base for democratic participation of any federal event in Australia's history. In international news, thousands of protests have taken place across the US against President Donald Trump and his ally Elon Musk. The protests have taken place in more than 1,200 locations in all 50 states, with citizens voicing anger over various political issues, the lack of protection against transgender people, immigrants, and the lack of funding for health programs. Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Advocacy Group, has criticized the Trump administration for his treatment of human rights issues. The attacks that we're seeing, they're not just political, they're personal, Ms. Robinson said. They're trying to ban our books, they're slashing HIV prevention funding, they're criminalizing our doctors, our teachers, our families, and our lives. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with only a 5% chance of rain. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au. Thank you.
Yeah, Mom, you're listening to Culture Vultures on 4ZZZ with me, Sophia. Bow, bow, bow.